So let's review. The Mishnah discusses the following two karbanos. Shtei halachim, two loaves made of wheat flour from the new crop were brought as a special mincha on the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Among several other karbanos, they were accompanied by shnei chabasim, two sheep, eshlam. These sheep were matir the loaves to be eaten. Lechem apanim, 12 loaves of bread were arranged on the shulchan in two stacks of 6 loaves each, and they were accompanied by shnei bezichin, 2 spoonfuls of levaina. Every Shabbos, the lechem apanim and the shnei bezichin were replaced by fresh ones. The previous week's levaina was burned on the mizbeach, and only then were the shtei lechem permitted to be eaten by the kohanim. Zak the Mishnah, shachat shnei kevasim, lechel achas min achalas lamachar. If he slaughtered the two chavasim intending to eat one of the loaves of the shtei lechem the next day, or hikter shnei bezichin lechel echem min asadarm lamachar. If he burned the 2 spoonfuls of levain intending to eat one of the arrangements of lechem upon him the next day. Rabbi Yisi Oimer, oise hachala ba oise asedur shachish balav, pigul bachayovin lav karas, vasheini pasal vaim bakaras. Rabbi Yisi holds that only that particular loaf or arrangement about which he had a machshav as pigul becomes pigul, and one who eats from it is liable to karas. But the other loaf or arrangement, although disqualified, does not become pigul, and one who eats it is not liable to karas. Vachacham maimrim, zevezeh pigul b'chayevin lov karas. However, the chacham hold that both loaves are pigul. Rav Huna explains the opinion of Rabbi Yisi. Oim ha'yir Rabbi Yisi, pigul b'yeruch shal yamin, lo yinespagul ha'yeruch shal samayl. If one has intentions of pigul regarding the right thigh of the carbon, only that part of the carbon becomes pigul. But the left thigh and the rest of the carbon do not become pigul. And Rav Huna offers 2 explanations. Ibaisim is svara, lo yadifa machshava mimaisa hatuma. It's a logical explanation. Of course, this is no different than the disqualification of tuma. Ilu etami chad aver mi tami lekule. If one limb that is separated from the animal became tame, does the rest of the animal also become tame? Of course not, because they're 2 separate things. So too, the 2 loaves are 2 separate things, and therefore only the loaf about which he had a machshav as pigul becomes pigul, and the other does not become pigul. Ibaisim akra. This is derived from the pasuk of pigul, which states, "Vanefesh ha'echelis mimenu avoy natisa." And we expound, "Mimenu v'loy mechaveri." Only if one eats from it, from the part of the carbon about which he had a machshav as pigul, is one liable karas, but not for eating from another part of the carbon. The Gemara challenges Rav Huna's explanation. First, from a braisa regarding shtei halechem, which states, "La'olam ein bekaras ad sheyefagel b'shtein b'kazayis." The second loaf will never be pigul unless we had a machshav as pigul for both loaves, even if only for one kazayis between the two. The Gemara infers, b'shtein in ba'achas men loy. If he only had a machshav as pigul about one loaf, the other loaf is not pigul. Now, ilim rabbanan afal ba'achas men nami. This braisa cannot be following the opinion of the rabbanan, because the rabbanan explicitly rule in our Mishnah that even if he only had a machshav as pigul about one loaf, both loaves become pigul. Rather, pshita Rabbi Yisi. This braisa clearly reflects the opinion of Rabbi Yisi that ba'achas men loy. That if he only had a machshav as pigul about one loaf, the other loaf is not pigul, because according to Rabbi Yisi, the shtei alechem are considered 2 separate entities. However, if Rabbi Yisi holds that the shtei alechem are considered 2 separate entities, as explained by Rav Huna, how can they combine to both become pigul in the case of ad sheyefagel b'shtein b'kazayis? The Gemara also challenges Rav Huna's explanation from our Mishnah Daf Yud Gimel, which rules, HaKoy Mitzis HaMincha, Lechol Shireho El HaHakter Kum Tzu Lamachar, Moed Rav Yisi Bezusha Pigel. If a Kohen performs Kemitza with a Machshav as Pigel to eat the leftover part of the Mincha, or to burn the Koy Mitzis the next day, Rav Yisi agrees that the carbon is Pigel. Now, LaHakter Koy Mitzis LeHifgulei Mai. In the case where he had a Machshav as Pigel to burn the Koy Mitzis the next day, what part of the Mincha would be rendered Pigel? Kaimitz mi mefagel? The kaimitz itself does not become pigul, as the Mishnah Masechta Sevachim rules, v'atznan. Eilu dvarm shein chayom le mishem pigul, ha kaimitz. These items do not become pigul, and among them the Mishnah lists the kaimitz. Rather, we must say, lev guli shirayim. The Brayis is discussing whether the rest of the mincha becomes pigul. If so, hasim doli chashe behu bishirayim gufei mefagli, hacha do chashe behu bizvicha gufa lekoshken. If a machshav is pigul for the kemitza, can render the rest of the mincha as pigul, even though he did not have a machshav is pigul about the shirayim, certainly machshav is pigul about the right thigh, which is part of the carbon itself, renders the left thigh pigul as well. Because of all these questions, Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with Rav Huna and holds pigul b'yerek shal yamin nispagul ha'yerek shal samayl. Rabbi Yisi agrees that if one had a machshav is pigul about the right thigh of the animal, the left thigh also becomes pigul. Nevertheless, we can reconcile Rabbi Yisi's ruling in our Mishnah that oisei achala bo'isei aseh d'shechisha b'lav pigul v'chayom lav karas v'asheni pasul v'ein b'karas, only that loaf of the shtei alechem or that set of the lechem upon them become pigul. With Rabbi Yisi's ruling in the Braisa that kishi efagel b'shtein b'kezayis, if he has a machshav is pigul about one kezayis from both loaves, they're both pigul. Rabbi Yochanan reconciles them as follows. The pasuk says, "Mimush v'seichem teviu lechem tenuva shtayim shnei esroinim seilis tiena." And we see that a kasav asan guf echad the ma'akvi adadi, v'akasav asan shnei gufin haluchada avida v'haluchada avida. On the one hand, the pasuk says, "Tiena they shall be," implying that they're only valid as a pair, as one. On the other hand, however, the pasuk also says shtayim, referring to them as two separate offerings. Therefore, it depends. Arvinu misarvin palginu mifalgi. If you combine them in a single machshev as pigal about a total of one kezias from both loaves, they're considered one and they're both pigal. But if you separated them by having a machshev as pigal only about one loaf, they're considered two and the other loaf does not become pigal. The Gemara cites another brayso regarding the shnei chavasim. Hashechel es hakeves lechel chatzizais mechalazu, v'chein chaveiroi lechel chatzizais mechalazu. If the kohen slaughters one sheep with a machshev es pigal about a half of a kezias from one challah, and then slaughters the other sheep with a machshev es pigal about a half a kezias from the other challah, Rebbe Omer anisa shezek kasher. Rebbe says that this does not render them pigal. The Gemara suggests that Rebbe's ruling is subject to the machlekes between the following brayos. One brayso rules arba avaydis emet starfes lepigal shchita v'zrika kabbalah b'ilacha. The four avaydis do not combine regarding pigal. However, another brayso rules, b'shah shchita chishav lechel chatzizayis, b'shah zrika chishav lechel chatzizayis, pigal, v'mnesha shchita v'zrika mitztarfen. If one slaughtered with a machshavah is pigal about one half of kezayis, and threw the blood with a machshavah is pigal about another half of a kezayis, they combine to render the carbon as pigal. The Gemara suggests, ha-rebi v'rabbanan. The first brayso is Rebbe, who holds that different avodas do not combine from pigal, while the other brayso is the Rabbanan, who hold that they do combine. However, the Gemara differentiates. Eim de shamatle le Rebbe chatzim matar v'chatzim achila, kuli matar v'chatzim achila mishamatle. Each of the sheep is only half of the matar of the shtei alechem. Therefore, Rebbe holds that a machshavas pigal regarding a half a kezayis during half a matar does not combine with another machshavas pigal. However, perhaps two machshavas pigal regarding a half a kezayis while performing the avoda of a full matar do combine.